Back in Muse in the News, Gordo had the story that there is a new docuseries out on Peacock about Charles Manson and some never-before-heard audio tapes from his time in prison. Well, we do this from time to time. We get Charles Manson on the program himself. So joining us now from Lower Heaven is the leader of the Manson Gang, Charles Manson. Good morning. Do you have us?
Man, let me clarify and identify something for you that you're trying to personify right now. I ain't on your show. You're on my show. This is the show that I started long before radio was a future memory and the concept of a plan and Marconi's grandfather's sperm sack and devil balls that he kept swinging between his taint sticks while walking the earth. I was the original muser. I was there before there was an original muser. I was Jesus blasted through a Sony Walkman, Jack. I had Tim Kalishaw on my show from Spawn Ranch back when Squeaky Frome was picking games with Ted Cruz against the spread. And that was before either of you two jackals were even cutting up behind Bill Mercer's back, calling him an unhip leprechaun, Jack. So you don't tell me about radio, man. I'm always on, broadcasting 24-7 in a radio inside your mind.
Wow. I didn't expect that kind of a hello from you. You had Tim Kalishaw from Spawn Ranch?
Sure as hell did, man. It was sponsored and everything.
Sponsored. Well, we wanted to get you on because we're wondering if you're upset about this new docuseries on Peacock.
Let me tell you something about that docuseries, Jack. That ain't no docuseries. It's nothing but the dark matter of the universe having an orgasm disguised as a cocktail conversation. So when you plop yourself down in front of that boob tube with your tub of hot buttered corporate greed, and you start gorging on that swilling insanity of my 5 hours of prison conversations, you're going to be surprised to wake up, look at your Nest Cam footage, see yourself staring at a black rectangle of a blank screen for 5 hours, and wondering what the hell just happened, huh? I tell you what happened. A goat shagged a mountain lion at the beginning of time, then you popped out of the bull's butt.
What?
And that says it all, and that ain't saying much. But one thing's for certain, you're full of shame, my brother. You're full of shame. You're feeling it all through your body right now. And I know why, because you know deep down in your bottom, right by your prostate, I'm the club sandwich you just couldn't make go away.
Oh, my gosh.
Club okay. Sandwich?
What about football? We hear you're a football fan, like a big fan of AFC teams.
I ain't an AFC, man. I'm on the sidelines of consciousness. That's what I am. I'm the concept of football.
Okay.
The AFC stands for All Fear Controls. If you give people fear, they give you control. I don't give a flying fear about any of that. I came down from hell to bring your children hope for a new world. That's what I did. A world without crypto, burritos, and Mike Tirico. That's what I am. I was the only hope that the Lambs had against the Lions for your age in capitalism. I broke bread and refused with the people that you refused to call America's youth. And then they took up the blade for me, and now you put me in prison for it? You ain't learned nothing. You ain't learned nothing. I learned nothing, too, because I'm dust. That's what you are, too. You're just like me. You're dust just like me. We're going to return to dust. Where are you returning, Jack? Do you know? What do you think is going to happen with Eberflus's complaint with the NFL officials? Nothing.
This interview just so quickly went off the rails. Charles, I guess
there ain't no rails, there ain't no interview. There's nothing between us right now. We ain't even talking.
Okay, I guess I understand. Yeah, I don't want to get
you
any more
upset. You've kind of taken on the cadence of Barry Switzer too.
I don't even know who that is.
He used to coach here in Dallas and Sooners.
Yeah, he didn't used to coach down there. I used to coach down there. I used to coach every one of you people.
No, you didn't.
That's exactly right. You don't let me. I tell you what, I know you're trying to get me off the phone, aren't you?
Well, yeah, we kind of are. This has kind of gone sideways.
I let you go. I let you go if I choose to let you go. And I tell you what, I got no plans to let you go. I'm going to stay with you. Long after you hang up, I'll provide the hang-ups in your soul. How about that?
Okay.
The hang-ups in your soul that keep you shackled to your personal societal dysfunction long after you set that phone back on the cradle. Speaking of the cradle, the only cradle you need to know about is the one your mama placed you in right alongside me when I used to whisper in your ear, isn't it? For that, I was the only thing in the world that would keep you loved and fed and diapered.
What? Oh, my
God. Exactly right. I loved you despite you being a carbuncle on the knee of the everlasting demon you call God.
Gee whiz.
And I'm Charles, taking the 49ers and the points. What do you think about that?
We're back to football.
I think that's crazy, too.
I ain't even going to be watching that game either. I'm going to be watching your kids while they're watching the Chargers and Ravens. What do you think about that?
All right.
We need
well,
to let
happy
go.
Football, Charles.
You have a happy football too, chat.
All right. Here goes Charles Manson from Lower Heaven. Very unstable.